Oi. I wrote this about five years ago, and it was one that my wife reckoned was one of my better ones. And she's here tonight to test me out to see if I've done it right, you see, so. It's called My Composition. I'm sitting here with my pen. I put a new nib in this morning because I've got to write a composition. Well, that's what my mother calls them. What's a composition, Mum? I asked. Well, it's a story you have to make up. It says in your workbook. You have to write a composition, Mum replied. I was getting a bit tired of correspondence school. Well, I think they call it distant education now or some fancy name like that. I started out with a big pencil. You know, stick it up your nose, poke it in your ear, give it a bit of a chew. But Mum says it's got to be done in pen and ink, and it's got to look really good. So I start. Jeez, wish I could go out and feed the chooks or something. Why do you write? What do you write? Where do I get a story, a good story, for some composition? Hang on, I'm getting inspiration. Perspiration is sweat, isn't it? But this is inspiration, you know, good thoughts. Now, I could write about cows having calves, but that's a bit messy, and the teacher who marks my work might be sick or something. What could I write about? I suppose I could tell her about the 16 bags to the acre. Then maybe she lives in a town that don't know much about wheat and stuff. I know. I'll tell the teacher about when I went to town and watched the blacksmith shoe on draft horse. I bet she'd be impressed by that. A story by Jim. It took half an hour. It took me an hour to get the horse. We called him Prince and we put him in the dray. I would have got him quicker, but that cow Strawberry must have leaned against the gate and broke the bit of binding twine I had tied it up with. Prince had got out and I decided to go for a walk down to the dam in the windmill paddock. After I caught him, I took him to the bank of the dam so I could climb up his back and ride him home. But after I climbed on his back, he decided to bolt. I thought I was hanging on pretty good, but he tried to turn near the pigsty, and I ended up on the ground. Just done a cut on my knee, but that's okay. That Prince, he's making me mad. Now he's ducked in through the orchard. Maybe he thought he would be camouflaged or invisible, but I can see him. Jeez, these apricots taste nice. I suppose Mum will want me to climb all these trees and pick the fruit soon, so she could bottle the fruit and make some jam as well. Last year, we got heaps of apricots, peaches, nectarines, and figs. I don't like figs much, but geez, I love apricots. Mum says if you eat too many, you get the runs, but who cares? Geez, they're good. Now, where was I? It took me an hour to get the horse. We called him Prince, and we put him in the dray. If my teacher had been there, she could have watched me pumping the bellows, pushing lots of air into the forge, and the blacksmith belting the buggery. Oops, sorry. Maybe she wouldn't like swearing. I could say beat the bloody hell out of the iron shoes. I bet she'd love all the smoke when the red hot shoe is placed on the horse's hoof. Phew, it stinks. But I bet she'd be amazed with a blacksmith. Sometimes we call him Blackie. My dad calls him Bill, but I'm not allowed. So Blackie is okay, as he dips the shoe in the water. When he nails the shoe on, that would impress her. He uses special square nails, real sharp they are. I always put a couple in my pocket, as you never know when you need a nail. Sometimes I'd show them to the kids. They were always impressed, I could tell. Mum came and told me it was time to move to Cow. I had to work hard and finish my composition tomorrow. Early, as we were going to bale hay, and I would be needed all day. Mum would pack our lunch, beaut, egg and lettuce and tomato sandwiches, and some pieces of chook. Why do they have to go and chop my favourite chook's head off? I don't think I'll have any chook. We would take some cold tea and old fizzy drink bottles that we had left over from Christmas when it was a special treat. It was called creamy soda. I hope we have it again next Christmas. Mum would also put in some ginger cake, my favourite. Anyway, back to the composition. It took me an hour to get the horse. We called him Prince and we put him in the dray. You think my teacher would like to visit our place? Maybe not. She's probably want hot water for a bath or lights in a room. I wonder if she uses a candle like me. Mum will probably put water on the stove tonight because it's Friday. We always have a bath on Friday. We take turns in the same water. I'm usually third because I'm older than my sister. Come on, Rusty. Come down and sit with me while I'm milking the cow. I wish I could think up a good story. I think I've got a good start, okay? Do you know any good stories, Rusty? It took me an hour to get the horse. We call him Prince.